So thinking still about what the old auditor gives to the new auditor, let's have a think about the transfer of the books and papers. Now, the idea is that the old auditor should promptly transfer the books and papers to the successor auditor, or at least to the client. They should also transfer completed engagement documents to the client. But remember, at all times, it's actually the auditor who owns the working papers and drafts that they have prepared. As for the transfer of information, the former auditor must promptly provide the successor auditor with key financial information about the client, including the last approved accounts and a trial balance. This reasonable transfer of information should be provided without charge unless significant work is required. As for the working papers then, clients and successor auditors generally don't have the rights to access the previous auditor's working papers, because remember we said they own them, and the previous auditor may choose to provide the new auditor with some or all of their working papers, especially those related to the opening balances. Now in the UK, the previous auditor is legally required to provide the new auditor with reasonable access to the working papers.